In this bulletin, travel restrictions to ease on the Victoria-New South Wales border. Police investigating a man with coronavirus who flew from Victoria to Queensland, and a doping scandal in the National Rugby League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Communities living near the New South Wales-Victoria border will enjoy eased travel restrictions from Friday. The New South Wales government has re-established a border buffer zone extending 50 kilometres on either side of the border. Those with a permit will be able to move within this region, enabling businesses and residents to resume normal life. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the decision was made thanks to a decline in Victorian COVID-19 cases.
Pandemics are far from perfection when it comes to having to make decisions quickly. And can I tell you, hand on heart, that one of the most difficult decisions I've made personally and the government's made during this pandemic has been closing the New South Wales-Victorian border. It was a decision of last resort.
New South Wales has recorded 13 new infections, including 7 linked to the growing CBD cluster. Queensland has launched a criminal investigation into a coronavirus-infected man accused of trying to enter the state illegally. Authorities say the 48-year-old took a flight from Melbourne Airport to Brisbane on Monday morning. The more than 80 other passengers on board the Jetstar flight have been quarantined and contact tracing is underway. Deputy Commissioner Steve Golcheski says the man appears to have lied on his border declaration pass.
This is going to be completely and thoroughly investigated by Queensland authorities in collaboration with our Victorian counterparts. This male person is well known to us, but obviously is currently in quarantine, has not been charged with any offences at this stage. I'm not going to confirm identities at the moment.
The Queensland government has decided to keep borders closed for at least another month as 2 new cases are recorded. The first discussions have begun between Victorian businesses and the state government ahead of Sunday's release of a recovery roadmap. It comes as the state reports 70 new coronavirus infections, the lowest figure in months, and 5 deaths. Victorian Jobs Minister Martin Pakula says he consulted around 150 business owners and organisations yesterday. Mr Pakula says task forces have been set up for each industry as Victoria prepares to ease restrictions.
The overwhelming view of those groups so far is the need for certainty and the need to ensure that as we ease restrictions, we head in one direction rather than out and back again. So there's a very clear understanding, despite the pressure on their members, that this needs to be done in a way that is safe, in a way that does not lead to another set of outbreaks, does not lead to another situation where there might be some need for restrictions to be reimposed.
New research shows the majority of Australians will get a COVID-19 vaccine if one becomes available. An Ipsos survey found that nearly 9 in 10 Australian respondents indicated that they would get vaccinated. That's compared to a global average of over 70%, with Australians ranked among the most keen to get the jab. The Reserve Bank has decided to keep interest rates on hold at 0.25%. In the NRL, Cronulla Sharks' Bronson Sherry is embroiled in a doping scandal after testing positive for a prohibited substance. The NRL has issued him a notice of an alleged anti-doping rule violation. The 19-year-old has been suspended since May after anabolic steroids were detected in his initial test. With his B sample now also testing positive, the player could face a ban of up to 4 years. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, showers and 18 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 19. Melbourne, a shower or two, 21. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, sunny, 18 degrees. Wollongong, mostly sunny and 22. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 24. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 24. Cairns, much the same, 27. And Darwin, sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.